Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, watch out when you go ghost hunting because you just might catch something.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story that you would like to share with us? Because you can do that. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in RealGhostStoriesOnline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advance episodes, all of the episodes in the archive, which is a lot. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or go to GhostPodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here. How's everything today?
Well, it's good. It is thunderstorming, so we might have an appropriately timed loud clap of thunder in the middle of a ghost story, which could be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. As long as my dog doesn't hear it, then he'll freak out.
Poor baby.
So I'm not putting any headphones on him. Well, we have got a ghost story. Have you ever gone ghost hunting before?
No.
I haven't either. I mean, I've been to a lot of haunted places, but I've never done all the equipment and middle of the night and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So this story is one of the strangest things that happened to me was when I first started ghost hunting. I was in my old apartment and my only brother and I were home. He was sitting in the kitchen as I was sitting on the sofa in the living room. I was recording with my digital recorder in hopes of maybe capturing something. When I reviewed the audio, I heard a female voice clear as day saying, "Someone, please help me." It was 2 minutes and 12 seconds into the recording. At the time, it absolutely blew my mind, considering the fact that only two men were home and none of us heard anything during the duration of the investigation. Also, when I conduct my investigations, I state out loud if I hear anything like coughing, someone talking, traffic, etc. Which, by the way, is a really good idea because sometimes you forget that. Mm-hmm. Then you get home and you're like, oh my God, that's paranormal. It's like, no, it was a semi.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
One time I was on a road called Rainbow Road near Cuba Road off Route 14 in Barrington, Illinois. My sister, friends, and I went ghost hunting because there have been quite a few stories of paranormal encounters there. After ghost hunting near an abandoned mansion, we decided to leave, but when we got inside the car and started it up, nothing on the dash would work. None of the gauges worked, and neither did the radio or the lights. By the time we got back to the main road, Route 14, they began to work. That's really strange. So the car started, but none of the lights or anything. That is really, really weird.
Yeah.
Another time with the same group of people, we decided to investigate a cemetery named Memory Gardens Cemetery. I believe it's near Arlington Heights, Illinois. I was sitting in the front seat and my friend was in the driver's seat. Then my sister and a couple more people were sitting in the back. During the investigation, it was raining and thundering, which is excellent if you want an increase in activity. I, including a few others, often believe that a spirit could gather his or her energy from natural resources, such as rivers, creeks, and streams, lightning, and I believe even limestone. I've heard the same about all of those.
Mm-hmm. I have too.
I was recording with my digital recorder as the people in the back were playing with a Ouija board. I don't recall catching any EVPs that night, but since it was raining, the windows began to get rather foggy. 20 to 25 minutes passed before my friend noticed that child handprints were appearing on the window before her eyes. She pointed them out to everyone, and we all witnessed them appear even more so. At that time, we decided to leave. One time I was at my aunt's house, and she lives in an older home that was built during the 1920s, but then someone added more to the home during the 70s. There's been one death in that house. An older lady passed away due to natural causes. While my cousin and I were sitting out back late one night, it was probably around 12:30 or 1 a.m., and we were sitting there quietly as she had her cigarette. We were sitting there quietly as she was having a cigarette when all of a sudden we heard a lady groan very loudly as if she was standing right beside us. And right after her groan, there was a loud bang on the glass table that we were sitting at. It frightened the shit out of us. Another time, with the same group of people I mentioned earlier, we were ghost hunting at a cemetery right beside Paddock Elementary School in Palatine, Illinois, or Palatine.
Mm-hmm.
In case you want to Google map it, it says. It was late at night. There was also lightning again that night. My sister and friends were sitting right in the center of the cemetery playing with the Ouija board as I stood nearby them, recording with my digital recorder. As the lightning would flash, I would see someone in a black cloak stand behind a tombstone watching us. I couldn't make out any facial features or anything. It was just a black silhouette of someone in a cloak with a hood over his, her, or its head. The people playing with the Ouija board asked if there was anyone who wanted to harm us, and it answered, yes. Then they asked if we should leave again, and the planchette moved to, yes. So we listened, and we left. When we got home, I lay in my bed listening to the audio to see if we had gotten anything. We did, and I wish we hadn't. A few minutes into the recording, I heard very loud and angry growling. But it wasn't coming from only one entity. There were multiple entities growling. I personally believe that it was something demonic, and I do believe that they wanted to cause harm to us. That's what they do. They're seeking out the ruin of souls. After a few years of ghost hunting, a demonic entity decided to follow my sister and me. I will cut some of the story short. In 2011, I moved to Arizona and I came back to Illinois a few months later to live with my mom and stepdad. A few months after that, my sister came to live with us too. Well, after my sister settled in, a few strange things began happening. My sister's bed was placed in the living room because we were short one room and the living room and kitchen were attached, so it's pretty much one large room. When my sister would lay in bed at night, she would notice a child peeking at her from the hallway, then quickly pulling back. She would often see the child hiding behind the kitchen table and then roll into the ground so she couldn't see him or it. The reason I say it is because it could have possibly been a demon. Demons often portray themselves as something trustworthy and honest to gain people's trust. And what's more trusting than an innocent child? That's how they gain access and then eventually oppress people's lives. For me, I would often hear a lady quietly whispering, "Hey, hey, 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 hey," in my bedroom late at night. It would often keep me up until morning. I remember one time I got up around 4 a.m. to go to the kitchen to get a drink, but when I entered the kitchen, I noticed a black mass in the shape of a man standing right beside my sister's dresser in the hallway, facing my sister's bed with its arms stretched out towards her. It stood around 6 feet tall, which is actually how tall I am. I kind of did a double take, and then it was no longer there. Small events would eventually follow, leading up to a big event that scared my sister away for hours until she had to go to work. I went to Chicago with my mom for an appointment, and while we were there, my sister called my mom crying hysterically. It turns out that as my sister was exercising on the treadmill, she looked to the left of her and saw a massive black cloud floating in the kitchen. She completely stopped ghost hunting ever since then. Those are the strangest things that have ever happened to me. I hope you enjoyed reading them, and I'm sorry they were so long. I know a lot of people try to conjure up and create fake evidence of the existence of the paranormal. That's why I'm trying hard to share something that is 100% genuine. That is from Nolan. He has gotten a ton of things happen.
Yeah, and not in one particular place, even though, I mean, there were numerous things that happened that seemed to happen at the house. It also seemed to happen other places they went.
All kinds of different places.
Now, they were summoning things up by dragging that Ouija board along with them.
Yeah, I wonder if they kind of regret that.
You know, I mean, don't you think?
I do. I just don't know that that's such a great idea.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to, you know, see if you can contact something. And I'm sure that's what they were up to, you know, thinking, well, we'll just see if we can contact and then I'll record and you guys do this and see if we can get things going. But you're right. You know, sometimes you don't know what you're going to contact.
And, you know,
maybe it's good. Yeah. Maybe not.
And sometimes I wonder, too, could you go someplace and something comes home with you? You know, something attaches itself or follows you home. And I'm assuming, you know, it sounds like Nolan is an experienced ghost hunter. So I imagine he's got a way, because they all seem to have different ways of saying, you stay here, I'm leaving, this is not, you do not come with me, sort of thing.
True. But I would be curious, when he said he moved to Arizona, did anything happen there? You know?
Yeah.
While he was gone.
But it sure sounds like the house they're living in had all kinds of activity.
It does. And, you know, it almost makes you wonder, is it somehow the family dynamic there, too? Like, when they're by themselves, maybe nothing's happening as much as it happens when he and his sister are together.
Well, it really sounds like the sister has a lot of stuff. Like, sister saw the little kid, sister saw the black mass.
Then he saw the black mass too.
He saw it, but it was like had something to...
Looking at her.
Yeah, looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, so say like you were a ghost hunter and then you saw something like that black mass thing. I think I would give up ghost hunting after that. Like, I don't know if I'm equipped.
You know, bird watching is a completely respectable hobby.
Right?
And I've never heard anybody tell me that they couldn't sleep at night because they were a bird watcher.
See, there's other things you could hunt and enjoy.
Yeah.
Because I have that app on my phone that is just to listen to birds, and it tells you what birds are, you know. Like, so when I'm out walking Benji, I'm like, oh my God, I captured a cowhead
golden wobbler.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's a cowhead golden wobbler. That's rare in this part of the country. So I don't know. I'm kind of with you. I think maybe bird hunting for a while. Then you could go back to ghost hunting. Maybe you just need a break.
Yeah, that could be. But I think, you know, they both seem to be spirit magnets.
Yes.
So, you know, and good or bad, I don't know. Like, it feels like some of this is not good. And so maybe it's time to see if you can walk away from it for a little while. Because, you know, I just think there's different things, like you said, that you could be summoning up. And
hats off to Nolan, too, because he said that, because I know a lot of people try to conjure up fake evidence, and he's trying to share things that are 100% genuine. And I appreciate that because, you know, I think there's a lot of TV shows and YouTube channels of people doing investigations that really are more for the thrills and the scares. And I kind of wonder if some of it's true. Because anymore, you can fake a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And absolutely.
Because I have this one friend who's always sharing with me these paranormal video shorts that she finds on Instagram or TikTok or wherever. And I always kind of wonder, I'm like, really? Because you could add in any kind of easy sound effects into that video.
Mm-hmm.
And you can create a lot of things. So, yeah. So I appreciate him, like, sharing information that's 100% what happened.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Well, here is a caller.
I want to thank you for your show. It helps keep me awake during graveyard shift. So I thought I would call in. Like many people, I've experienced things I can't explain my whole life. But I also like to remain a healthy skeptic. So I pay particular attention to those experiences in which I was not alone. There was at least another person experiencing it with me. So in 2008, I moved from Southern California to Western Arizona to follow my future husband and his business. He relocated, and I was able to follow him since my business I could just do on the internet, could go anywhere. So he bought a property where he could, you know, live and have the business, and pretty good chunk of property, and we had a tow yard in the back with a 6-foot fence with barbed wire. And it was in a rural neighborhood where most of the other properties are also fenced. So anyway, right away moving in, we started experiencing strange things together. We would be in the bedroom and we would hear what sounded like a glass breaking, hitting the kitchen floor. We'd run out there expecting to find a mess and there was nothing. He also saw a woman who looked a lot like me, but dressed a little differently, like perhaps in the late 70s, sort of like a doppelganger of me, but with different fashion. He would see her walking through the house and outside and then ask me, what was going on. And I was usually somewhere, like I was either asleep or somewhere else. So it was definitely not me. And other strange noises and movements. But the thing that stands out to this day of all the experiences I've had, very early morning, we were laying in bed we worked crazy hours, and it was about 5 in the morning. The sun was just about to start coming up, and we're laying there and we hear what sounds like a troop, like a military troop of like maybe 20 men, because they were chanting some sort of a cadence, and we could hear heavy boots hitting concrete, except most of the neighborhood's not paved, gravel roads, dirt yards, whatnot, and it was very clearly the sound of boots on pavement. And it was also coming through the back of our property, which, as I mentioned, has a 6-foot chain link fence with barbed wire. So we're laying there, we kind of look at each other, and that's really strange. It was very loud, and we could hear it coming up the back of the property toward us. So he jumped out of bed and looked out the window, and he saw absolutely nothing. And we heard this troop pass through the yard, past our window on the right, and out through the front of the property. So I started asking around about, if there was any sort of a group that would do that, and nothing like that going on. And then maybe 6 months to a year later, due to some other research I was doing for other projects, I came across a story about General Patton in World War II, and he was doing exercises in the area our house was built upon. So I always wondered if it was sort of a memory etched in time of a time long gone. Anyway, thanks again for your show, and maybe I'll call in with some more stories.
So what do you think that was?
Holly, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around that, because that does, like, seem like there was activity other times, not just the troops thing, but the woman who was dressed a little strange but seemed to look a lot like the wife. The strange noises, like glass breaking, but nothing there. So there was other activity, but this troop thing, is this some sort of residual thing?
It has to be.
That's just locked in a loop and it keeps doing it?
But did it just do it that one night or did she hear it multiple times?
Well, she said it was early in the morning about 5 o'clock and seemed to indicate it was just that one time. But, well, once again, I always like to, throw out the idea that, something could be in a loop, but we don't understand how long this loop is.
And maybe
it could happen and come through and then not happen again for a year or two.
Because maybe that date was significant.
Maybe.
I do think it's weird that there was a doppelganger, but dressed in like 70s clothes. And her husband had to have been like, where did she get that outfit?
Yeah, cute though. Cute. 70s clothes were pretty cute. They're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, I'm going to say that I think there's some sort of residual sound kind of thing that's coming through. And like I said, where you might hear it once, maybe it'll happen again in a month, maybe it'll happen again in 2 years, right? Because we don't know how big this loop is for this thing.
That would be so strange because especially it's like, you shouldn't even be hearing that sound anyway.
Well, and it's just like, so distinct.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what a troop sounds like marching. That just isn't anything else. It's what it is. So, the property itself seemed to have a lot of activity going on with it. But it was interesting that she found out this general patent thing.
Yeah.
I always love it when we get that little kind of bit of information because a lot of times that's a little piece that's missing. So but very interesting.
Well, we've got one more quick story. This is a sleep paralysis story.
Oh, boy. We've had a few of those lately. Okay.
I know. Sleep paralysis and doppelgangers lately.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I really wanted to share my weird experience with sleep paralysis and probably my most frightening one. For as long as I can remember, I have always had sleep paralysis, but never understood what it was. It wasn't always bad. I could never open my eyes or move any part of my body, though. I was 19 and was extremely fascinated with the paranormal. However, I could never watch scary movies. So when the first Insidious movie came out, my sister wanted to go see it and made me go with her. I was terrified and I could not sleep at all that night. The next morning, I had one class at the community college I was attending, and I was very exhausted from staying up all night. I came home and I was hungry, but I decided to lie down for a moment in my bed. My sister and I had rooms upstairs and my parents' rooms were downstairs. While I was lying down with my eyes closed, I felt myself get up and float downstairs to make myself a sandwich. I mean, float. My feet did not touch the ground and it felt like I was flying. Halfway down the stairs, I stopped and realized that I was no longer in my body. I was aware that my body was still in bed and I was not in it. Immediately, I flew back to my body and I got back in it, forcing myself to wake up before some other being could take it over. I kept telling myself, wake up, open your eyes. I felt like something was coming after me, and as I was trying to force myself awake, I couldn't. I could feel my whole body being lifted and levitated in the air as if someone was doing this to me, and I rolled my body a full 360 degrees. It dropped me back on my bed, and I jerked awake in surprise. I was scared and shaking and went downstairs to calm myself. I was the only one in my house, and before this, I had never experienced anything paranormal in my house. I know it sounds crazy, but to this day, it still scares me. And I no longer take naps. Victoria. I don't blame you, Victoria. something like that happens, I don't think I could ever just fall soundly asleep again in the middle of the day. I wonder, and I have definitely heard of the whole kind of astral projection thing. We've discussed that before. Mm-hmm. But I kind of wonder if it could have been that, and if it could have been like that when she was saying, wake up, open your eyes, that reminds me so much of when I've had those weird experiences, and it really does feel like there's somebody there, or whatever it is, something's going to attack me.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder, I don't know, was it a combination of things that happened, like a little bit of astral projection with a little bit of sleep paralysis,
weird dreams? I immediately jumped to astral projection too, especially with this floating thing. You know, that I'm just here floating, and then you see your body. So I feel like that astral projection. Now, what the other parts of this are, where the body's being lifted up, wake up, you know, maybe it's just yourself trying to get yourself back organized and together again.
Because that part after she was saying, wake up, open your eyes, that could have all been sleep paralysis. It could have been like two different things, astral projection, which I think's weird that you're astral projecting to go get yourself a sandwich because you can't eat it if you're astral projecting, right?
No, I think that you can. I do. I think you can get up out of your body and, you know, your spirit can move around and then you can get back in your body. It felt like it was her consciousness trying to pull her all back together to me and get her back into her body and to wake up and to get, you know, get back together again.
That would be
me. Now, I don't know about the spinning thing, this 360 business.
That made me think that might be part of the sleep paralysis
The getting
thing.
Back into your body and, you know, I'm not sure.
I don't either, but I'm telling you, Victoria, if I had that, I would not ever take another nap again either. I think I'd be done napping for the rest of my life. Well, if you have a real ghost story, you want to share it with us? Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you get the advance episodes, access to the entire archive, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free there, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.